Good afternoon, 12:04. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. The alternate healthcare facility at the Champlain Valley Expo Center is coming down today. The Vermont National Guard will disassemble the pandemic medical surge site and store all modular components at Camp Johnson in Colchester. Governor Scott ordered construction of the AHF in March of last year to provide a 400-bed facility that could serve as a field hospital during the first wave of the pandemic. The Guard completed design and assembly of the facility in less than 10 days and went on to fully staff it for several months. Most field hospitals were dismantled last summer, but the AHF was reassembled in November during the second wave of the virus. The pandemic exposed a societal need to invest in anti-hunger programs. That was the message at a roundtable discussion hosted Friday at the University of Vermont. Scott Fay with the School Nutrition Association of Vermont said that during the pandemic, his school district organized a drive-through style meal program. He said the goal was to provide support to the whole community and to begin to eliminate stigmas about food assistance programs.
We had a huge turnout. We had families kind of rolling the windows down and chatting with each other. And people told us they felt like it was the one thing of the day that was a little bit normal.
The discussion focused on Vermont's experience with meal programs during the pandemic and how to connect these programs with households in need. And health officials reported 3 new COVID-19 infections in Vermont today. 4 people are hospitalized in the state, with 2 in intensive care. More than 700 Vermonters got their first dose of a COVID vaccine yesterday, pushing the state's vaccination rate to 81.2%. The eye on the sky, showers and some severe storms becoming likely mid to late afternoon in New York and spreading eastward. Highs from the mid-80s to about 90. Evening showers and storms likely tonight, again some severe, then widely scattered showers after midnight. Lows ranging between 50 and 70. And tomorrow, a whole lot cooler. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News.